With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is time to talk a little fantasy football with our good friend, Lisa Ann. She talks fantasy each and every week with us Friday at 4 o'clock. She's brought to you by Cindy's, and it's playoff time for a lot of fantasy football players. Some people at playoffs may have even started last week. Generally speaking, 14-week regular season, 15 and 16 are playoffs in a lot of leagues. So Lisa has advice to dole out. And before we get into the fantasy football stuff with Lisa Ann, as we welcome her on the show, Lisa, want to thank you for in advance for giving of your time when you come into town for the Fantasy Football Forum next year, part of the, for those who weren't listening last Friday, the Star of Hope auctions that we did. One of the auctions was dinner with the three of us and with Lisa Ann.
Yep.
And a great listener of ours, Mike, bought the package. $1,700 it raised for Star of Hope. So, Lisa, we want to thank you for that. How are you
today?
Thank
you, Lisa.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. This has been so fun to be a part of. It's also awesome that I know I definitely get to see you guys again in the near future and maybe before that. But love your listeners, and I've loved the interaction that I've had with them on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. Lisa Ann, great stuff. $1,700, and we thank Mike as well. Let's get right into it, Lisa, with the fantasy football stuff. And if you want to text in your questions or your stardom sit-ems, you can do that at the DWIattorney.com text line, 713-572-4610. And, Lisa, I think a lot of people, the big variable kind of now injected into this fantasy postseason, at least, is Aaron Rodgers, who comes back this week. And when it's a healthy Aaron Rodgers, it's obvious. You start Aaron Rodgers every time, but he hasn't played since week six, and he's facing a pretty good pass defense on the road in Carolina. How are you looking at Aaron Rodgers, and where do you kind of stack rank this week's version of him as we head into week 15?
You know, it took till week 15 for a question to be presented to me that is something that I have literally lost sleep over. I don't know where to direct my listeners, my tweeters, to go with this, because we want to say Aaron Rodgers would not be coming back too early and he would not do this to us. But then there's also the risk, what if he takes a hit in the first quarter and you have no quarterback going? It's the playoffs. So for me, it's a matter of how much do you want to gamble right now? What is your other option? Is it someone like a Blake Bortles, where at least you know, okay, you're going to get your 13 points, then just go for it. It's how much gut do you really have right now in this run of the playoffs?
Lisa, you know, I'm a big fan of this kid, Alex Collins. He's a running back for the Baltimore Ravens. He had over 160 yards last week. He scored a touchdown in four straight games. Where would you put Alex Collins, Lisa, in your running back rankings for this week?
You know, I definitely think he's a great RB2, and he's moved up to that spot. So I think you can play him. He's on that hot streak. They're going against Cleveland. I mean, it's going to be another big week for him, and it's great for him this late in the season to show his value so he knows where he stands when he comes into play next year.
We've spent some time here in this segment, Lisa, talking about the incredible Jacksonville defense this season, and we've also spent some time talking about how incredible DeAndre Hopkins has been. Of course, it's T.J. Yates this week at quarterback for the Texans. How much do you trust DeAndre Hopkins to have a typical D-Hop game against this defense on Sunday?
Hey, when T.J. Yates came in last week, they didn't miss a beat, and that was Hopkins all the way. If there's anyone that can make it happen, and anyone that we remember 3 or 4 years ago, we were all saying DeAndre Hopkins is quarterback proof. He will make the play happen because that's how strong his desire and his will is. So I have him ranked between my third and fourth highest scoring PPR wide receivers for this week.
All right, Lisa, I'm a fan of this kid, Kenyon Drake. He had a great game against the Patriots last week. He's got back-to-back 100-yard performances. Is this a guy that you would consider and lock him in as an RB1 this week?
Buffalo's defense doesn't give up as much to the run as we'd like to think. And I think Drake, you know, this was a big game for him, two big games in a row. I wouldn't expect that type of production this week. I'd put him as an RB2 just to be safe. You just don't know what's going to go on down there in Miami.
Lisa, I feel like I'm in the minority, but I actually think there's not going to be a gigantic drop-off from Carson Wentz to Nick Foles. I might be wrong. Where do you rank Foles in your quarterback rankings as he takes over the reins?
You know, I agree with you. I'm looking at Nick Foles and telling people pick him up or play him in DFS because he has had success when he has come in the past in these same situations, and he had success when he came in last week. What you have to look at with the Eagles is they're clicking on both sides, offense and defense. Their line is present and working very hard. So their momentum is incredible. I don't think this is going to make them fall apart. I don't think anyone can count them out, and I do think that they will win their matchup this week.
All right, Lisa, before Sean gets to the text line, one more question for you. 49ers receiver Marquise Goodwin, he's averaged 4 receptions for 87 yards over his last 5 games. Had a really good game against the Texans last week. Has his stock raised from a flex play to maybe a wide receiver 2 with this hot streak? And is his quarterback play improving with Jimmy Garoppolo starting now?
Yeah, they have a really strong connection. It looks like really there's a lot of trust there, and that's what you want from your quarterback with your wide receiver. I don't see him slowing down at all. He has no competition in San Fran to be fighting for that spot, so he's got it. He's going to keep it, and I think Garoppolo is doing an awesome job. And for those San Fran fans, it's been exciting for my friends who have expressed, finally, you know, we have a quarterback. We're really excited about our team again. So I see big things coming out of there, and Tennessee's defense in the secondary is lame, so Goodwin will get 100 yards and at least 1 touchdown.
We get a text. Lisa Ann's responses sound pre-recorded. Sounds fishy. No, that's a delay because we're out on remote.
Yeah.
Sounds
fishy.
I love the conspiracy.
That's so cute. Like they're thinking, yeah, we set up 2 hours in advance. Yeah. And we pre-made the questions. We go through all this production, then they edit it. Like no one's got time for that, people. Let's be real.
That's it. That's it. Lisa, you're the best. Lisa Ann joining us for our weekly fantasy football discussion. All right, here we go. And Lisa, the texts are coming in rapid fire. So we're going to go through some of these. A lot of quarterback questions, start them and sit them this week. And with a lot of folks being in the playoffs, these decisions basically mean elimination, could mean elimination for a lot of folks. So I think a lot of you are going to be able to piece together kind of how Lisa has a lot of quarterbacks ranked, at least by the time we're done with these either ors. So here we go, Lisa. Cam Newton or Case Keenum this weekend?
Cam Newton.
Kirk Cousins or Matt Ryan this weekend?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins or Blake Bortles this weekend?
Kirk Cousins.
All right. Cousins is rated pretty high, I think, as you can tell. This one, a couple of flex player questions, Lisa. Joe Mixon or Jordy Nelson?
I'm going to go Mixon. He's cleared from the concussion protocol and back to practice.
All right. And another flex question. Chris Hogan or DeSean Jackson?
DeSean Jackson. I just see Chris Hogan struggling coming back from that injury. He does not have the step that he had before. He was a little slow the other night.
All right, two more quarterback situations, then we'll get to Cindy's here. Drew Brees or Phillip Rivers?
I love Phillip Rivers this week, but I know everybody else would say Drew Brees, but I'm going Rivers.
Look at you. I
she
love
likes the
contrarian.
Bolo tie.
Yeah, the bolo tie. Exactly. And this last one, Brees, Rivers, or Case Keenum?
Rivers.
Okay, so there you go. So we know Rivers ahead of both Brees and Keenum.
They're see, playing well, man, that offense. If
they are. Right. Now Hunter Henry getting in the mix.
With just all the quarterbacks we talked about, you can probably you can probably cobble together the rankings just by listening to all the quarterback talk there. All right, Lisa.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.